brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Who's here for the booger sugar?
I don't like cocaine. I just like how it smells.
Ooh, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where we don't drink just anything unless you dare us. Go ahead, dare us. We dare you. We'll take on your dare.
Yeah, we're not scared.
No.
Bring it on.
Heck no. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today, good old boy Barger.
Hey-o.
Welcome back.
Yeah. What's up? Glad to be here.
Good to see you.
Good old boy Mike.
I never thought that I would start an episode with the term booger sugar.
There's a first time for everything.
It'll be in the post-show notes.
Please don't ban us right away. At least wait until the end of the episode before you come to the conclusion that, yes, we should file injunctions.
Reverend Band, Mark, hello.
Again. All right, hello. And you know, as they say, in heaven there is no beer, so that's why we drink it here.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
They are not seeing what's before me.
I don't think anyone is. Well.
Thankfully.
Good old boy Dave.
Hi, I'm here.
Hey. Well, it's getting hot outside.
It's getting hot in here.
That's an understatement.
Take off all your clothes.
All right, this is not that kind of show.
And no, it's not, because good old boy Dave has been pressure washing the driveway in his Daisy Dukes.
Oh. Although that is a sight to see, folks.
If ever there was one.
If you got it, flaunt it.
I mean, Dave in shorty shorts.
Is that a special section of YouTube that we need to know about?
OnlyFans.
Pornhub.
It's in the premium content.
Yeah. Porn tube.
It's on OnlyFlams.
Hey.
I just want to know.
Who is this guy?
Is the rooster a part of the mystique of that moment?
The turkey.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The golden turkey. Okay, well, Dave, please tell us what you're torturing us with today.
Well, because we're doing a Summer of Questionable Decisions episode. Wait, hold on a second. These shorts are writing up a little bit. Anyway, each summer, Julie and I drive around town looking for the dumbest things people are drinking these days.
They don't have to drive far.
Yeah. What's that, 53 feet?
On the last Questionable Decisions episode, we tried some hard Mountain Dew. Ugh. And that got me to thinking, why would they make hard Mountain Dew? But then I was thinking, brands have decided to spike perfectly good soft drinks? Today, we'll be trying to answer the question that has plagued mankind since the dawn of time. Is everything really better with alcohol?
Is there something better on it?
Well, we have the original and spike or hard versions.
How do I get the BBC on this radio?
Of a few drinks. We're going to try them in pairs and talk about not just if the spike version is good or not, but how true it is to the original, allegedly. Good old boy, Mike. Why don't you give us a lineup for today?
The most likely icky things we'll be tasting and discussing today are, I'm going to be using my game show voice, Sonic Cherry Limeade and Cherry Limeade Hard Seltzer. Ugh. From the folks at Dicker and Dicker in Beverly Hills, Sunny D, tangy original citrus flavored punch and vodka seltzer. Those are things that should never be in a sentence or a product or in my belly.
I just can't imagine bubbly seltzer Sunny D.
Monster original green energy drink and Mean Green Beast Unleashed Halt Seltzer. Hard seltzer. Wow.
Boy. Say that five times.
Yeah, say it one time.
Monster original green energy drink and Mean Green Beast Unleashed Hard Seltzer. Oh, wow. Simply Lemonade Unspiked Lemonade. Bojangles, sweet tea, and hard sweet tea.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Reverend Mark, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today's episode and then maybe throw in a prayer or two for our safety.
Anything gets above a two, I'm going to be blown away.
Do a Hail Bloody Mary here. All right. All right. We're going to be discussing and rating these, whatever they are, with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. Number one, man, that sucks. Give me anything but diarrhea. Oh, my God. Was that a belch or just a spirit escaping my body?
It was Barger.
Probably.
And what a relief. Number three, the first sip completely numbed my taste buds. Number four, a body should really not make that sound.
That's pretty good.
And number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another turn at the stomach pump.
Ooh, well done, Reverend Mark. Yeah. Well done.
Okay.
I thought you wanted that medium rare.
All right. Well, let's get to these very questionable.
Can I please not have another, please? Please, no more.
I haven't even started and I'm already regretting it.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
The first thing you need is a plan, Barker.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just start with A.
A is for anywhere that yes. I'd love to be.
Cheers.
A1.
Ooh.
This is just regular tea, right?
Well, we'll see.
Is it?
Is it tea or TT?
One of them is.
Oh, that is not regular tea. Oh, God.
Oh, my.
All right. Yeah, this is,
I think the technical word for this is turnt.
It tastes like I just ripped open a Lipton pouch and dumped it in water and stirred it with a stick.
Meemaw, you want another?
Guess they... Did they try to add lemon?
It tastes like old lady bad decisions.
Yeah.
So old lady undergarment.
I think the first thing we need to do is guess which one is the spiked version. I'm going to hold up my finger here.
Yeah.
It's pretty much unanimous that A1 is the spiked version of this.
A2 is so good.
Oh, A2 is delicious.
So this is the
Bojangles
iced tea.
Yeah.
This is.
Ouch.
I am a purveyor of this beverage on a routine and regular basis.
Mike
so
came here today with a large cup.
I did. So,
unbeknownst to what we were doing today.
I love the conversation that Dave and I had. You know, it was like a very typical conversation you have, you know, about sweet teas. Like, so what are like, you know, the versions of sweet tea?
Yeah, Southern sweet or normal sweet?
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, well, I'm actually a half and half guy. That is a very Southern term. If you go up and you're ordering tea, you know, iced tea, I want iced tea and I want it half and half. And no, you're not putting cream in there.
Thank God.
But you can.
That would make it really bad.
We're not British here. Okay?
What do you mean you don't put any cream in your tea?
We don't put cream in our tea.
It's a proper tea.
Yeah.
A spot of milk.
Wanker.
So,
I tell you what, some milk might be good in this hard tea. Man.
It would.
I don't know.
It would not improve anything. What you're saying is you want it half sweet and half unsweet is what you're wanting, because you never know exactly how much sugar they've poured into it. So, Dave, we were talking about, you know, the various versions of iced tea.
In my grandma's refrigerator, there was always a big thing of sweet tea. And it's like...
My mom was the same way.
You could stand a spoon up in it because of all the sugar. You know? So it was like a slow pour, you know?
So I tell you, give it a shake before you drink
that's
it.
Right. I was telling Dave, well, as many potluck dinners as Reverend Mark and I have been to, we know exactly when the elders of the church have made the tea, because truly the spoon stands up in
it. Does.
So I think that I order half and half as just a natural defense mechanism now, because it's like,
stave off the diabetes.
I know you put too much sugar in it because you don't know what was right to begin with. Yeah.
And now that you can get a lot of this on dispenser, you half and half, or the old Arnold Palmer.
Oh, yeah, with the lemonade.
For sure. Yeah. The spiked version is definitely not anywhere close to the original. Mm-hmm. It's just a sugary mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, Bojangles, I don't know if it's in every area in every corner of the United States, but it's a fast food spicy
chicken,
chicken
Focasian.
Yeah.
It's like a Tim Hortons without poutine.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's 100% like Tim
Hortons. Man, if they had poutine, I'd be all about it.
Now, to be fair, you can't go to Bojangles and order
the spiked tea.
But I was doing a lot of research to figure out where the heck this stuff came from. And Bojangles teamed up with Appalachian Mountain Brewery.
Yeah, of course.
Of course they did.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
That makes sense.
Yes.
How many natural teeth do you have to have in order to purchase this beverage?
Yeah.
Well, I got almost one. That's good.
So Appalachian Mountain, they were owned by AB InBev, right? And then their original owners just bought it back from them.
Which has happened with a ton of craft breweries. So did you guys see the Constellation deal? So Constellation Brands, they set the bar in the valuation component when they bought Ballast Point for $1 billion. That is with a B for beer. And they have not been able to recoup a lot of the acquisition costs that they had originally. And so Constellation has thrown the towel in. They've decided to get out of the beer business completely. And I think they bought like almost 30 different craft breweries.
Yeah.
And they're actually reconstituting and selling them back to the founders.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So
usually at a loss, I think, too.
Well, I've got to believe that, it's a huge loss.
Well, we'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is a part of our Summer of Questionable Decisions series.
My stomach hurts. An understatement.
And is everything really better with alcohol? Well, in the case of this, we have figured out that it is Bojangles sweet tea and Bojangles hard tea.
Pa, come taste this.
Leave your teeth out.
And we've had some thoughts.
Bring a good tea.
It's just so artificial. It's like the worst powdered.
Yeah, it tastes like powder.
Tea, like with something else, like detergent or something that could throw in.
I think it's poop.
It's just
poop.
Like a mix of chemicals. It doesn't really taste like anything natural about it at all.
Hot garbage.
It is. And then one begs to wonder, who would even want to drink this?
Well, how many people who are just really love Bojangles sweet tea, and then they're like, oh crap, I can get a buzz and drink this, and you taste that and you're like, come on man, that's
a bad idea.
That's not right.
Yeah. It's not a good idea.
That's an outrage.
The Lord didn't make it this way.
That's right.
Exactly, Barker.
Exactly.
So
you have broken all the laws of nature.
Okay, well, with that being said, We are going to rate the Bojangles Hard Sweet Tea a resounding one.
Because there is nothing lower on our
that's
scale.
Being generous.
Mike, we may have to invent a zero.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a...
Or a less than zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have a summer of questionable decisions scale. That
okay.
sucks. That really sucks. That really, really sucks.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Get out of here. We're not friends anymore.
You're not gonna get on the boat with that.
Okay, let's go to B.
Dude, who'd you come with? B.
B.
Let's see.
And these are parallel tastings of different...
Well, you know...
I know what B1 is.
What the...
I know what B1 is.
B is for bad. It's really awfully... I like this.
This is what they took to the moon.
Wait a second. That was not right.
Oh, it was so right.
I've never had my voice used against me, you know, on an episode.
Does this have like aspartame?
I am confused by this.
I think you got the first syllable. Yes.
Got a lot of that. Wow.
Okay. Oh my.
Right?
I was like, this Sunny D is not great, but then I tasted the hard.
Are you
seltzer.
Supposed to mix the hard seltzer with the Sunny? Missing that aspect?
I think I'm gonna. You know what? The dude at the liquor store where I bought the seltzer said that's what you should do.
What's the difference between a Zima with an orange Jolly Rancher and this, other than the color?
Now, see, together they're not bad.
Actually, you mix them together.
Then that is not bad.
They're not bad.
Yeah, that's... because you're taking away the chemicals of the...
Well, you're just adding the chemicals together at that point.
But the regular Sunny D is too is too sweet.
Let's play some science. Yeah. Here we go.
And the seltzer is gross. So,
and we put some magnesium in here.
And I hate seltzers. I am not a seltzer drinker. My wife and son both are. And what sucks about it is my son will go in there and drink all my ginger ales and then drink his ciders. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. Why do you do this to me? Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Could I return this?
Just use your finger. Put it in.
This,
wow.
Did you mix them together?
This B1 reminds me of Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the stuff that came back from the moon.
It's slightly less fake than Tang. Slightly.
I think Tang is... I think Tang would be way better than Sunny D.
I agree. Right.
But like the old school powdered Tang.
Yeah. If you were to blend the spiked version into the real version, there's enough sugar that absolutely obliterates everything.
Yeah, right. So you get rid of the
that covers
some
it.
Of the grossness.
Yeah.
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 And then after a while, you would have a nice sweet buzz.
But I type 1 or type 2?
The spiked version tastes like it has, you know, like aspartame, you know, sweetener on it.
Yeah, exactly.
It has that aftertaste of aspartame.
Makes your mouth all chalky.
Yeah.
And dries it out,
Makes me want some water.
Yeah.
Oh, we got water.
Yeah. All about more
I think you should just get some regular Sunny D and a bottle of gin or something. And
vodka.
Vodka.
Everclear.
Vodka's
Everclear.
For,
yeah.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Be effective. Be effective. That's right.
Be aggressive.
And Sunny D is very proud of the fact that it's only 4.5% ABV and 95 calories per can. They're very proud of that.
Well,
yeah, they didn't invite
me to
that.
That's what you
want to
hang your hat on, I guess.
Oh.
You're trying to appeal to the lawnmowers.
Well, you notice they didn't say they're very proud of the flavor.
Yeah.
Well, and they're also proud to say that all the calories came from the vodka and the juice. And no added sugar.
Well, that's where you messed up.
So if you're on a diet, you might want to give this a
sure.
Well, they're not calling aspartame sugar, so good for them. That's good. That's good.
That sucks. I think it sucks.
Wow. But again, who would want to... Is this like a lazy man's version of
I
a
like
cocktail
this.
Waiting to happen or something?
Dude, just stop playing that.
Oh, Mike, I didn't know you liked this.
Who knew Mike was a seltzer guy?
Wow. Mike comes back from vacation and everything is great.
Check. This is Mike. This is the real Mike. Yeah.
I think if they marketed them together and then you had to mix them together, then they would be... okay. Like yeah, a kid's birthday.
I think it
party.
Goes from a 1 to a 2.
Yeah.
You know, at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
But still.
Still okay. Pretty stanky.
So the spiked version, I'm going to hold up my.
We're going to give this spiked version of Sunny D a 1.
We have a specific finger for that.
Yeah. But.
Mix them together in your two.
I think that if they had used real sugar, honestly, I think it would have made a world of difference.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I know the calorie count wouldn't have gone up, but
who cares?
It so actually would have been palatable.
The enjoyability would have gone up.
It was just such an aspartame bomb. I just couldn't get through, you know, much of that. But it's been a while since I had Sunny D, so it was nice to come back around and remind myself why I'm not drinking that anymore.
It's all the calcium he's missing.
That's right. Brittle bones.
What's next here?
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's go to C.
Sonic Cherry Lime.
Let's go way out to C.
I just drank one of those with my breakfast.
C is for childhood. That's where this takes me back. C is for childhood.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
Take it back.
This is how to... This is how to torture a neighbor.
Nope, I'm done.
Ooh. What y'all drinking under the porch?
That's bad.
Nothing. You know, I'm missing that Sunny D.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
This is even worse.
This tastes like bubbly fart water.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, I'm saving that.
Can we go to a negative zero kind of category, please?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to look back at the choices here. This is the Sonic Cherry Limeade.
It just tastes like childhood disappointment.
Yeah.
Ugh. If you gave this to a little kid, they would be sad.
Oh, yeah, really.
And not even buzzed.
I'm going to try it again, but I don't like it.
Did you sell Kool-Aid when you were a kid on the street side?
No.
We did.
Did you?
So I think the key difference here is that this is a seltzer. And so it's supposed to be bitter, and it is bitter and not good.
Because it's for divorcees.
Yeah.
Yes. It just tastes like, you know, when you have when you really love the drink that you're about to pour yourself at the make yourself a drink machine at like your restaurants, and you push it, and then you hear the air sound.
You're like,
and then you know it's just carbonated water.
Yeah.
With like a little color, and you're like, I'm gonna try it anyway. See, and then you're like, no, why did I do that? Why did I do that?
That's it.
This tastes like regret.
Yeah.
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 So, I'm looking at their
website. How do we get to Dixie?
And looking at their website. Okay, so it's safe to assume right now that we know that we're drinking the cherry limeade from Sonic and the cherry limeade seltzer, hard seltzer from Sonic.
One of them is great.
Sure. And one of them is not. Well, when you go to their website, they have more flavors than just this. Like,
gross.
There's lots of mixed variety packs.
So you're saying the bad idea is widely pervasive.
Yeah.
Widely.
Well, it's like if you don't like this one, you'll probably love this other one.
Yeah, right now they've got 4 flavors. I'm sure they're thinking of more as we speak.
Yeah.
But they also have a cocktail section on their website.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is for all those, ladies at the pool house, at the country club. Oh, it's a seltzer. It's okay.
Just pour enough juice on it.
Yeah. So, fine. I mean, like, is this for the uninitiated who don't know how to make a good cocktail that want to, like,
we're being fancy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dinner party.
So fancy.
Pinky
up.
That's right.
Right? Mm. Yeah. The one that scares me is this cherry limeade touchdown, which is... bourbon, lemon juice, pineapple syrup, this cherry limeade.
I want to know
These are for when you upgrade from a single wide to a double wide.
Yeah.
You
want to impress.
I actually think this is perfect.
That makes sense now.
You want to impress your new neighbors.
Yeah.
This one's got a covered front porch on it.
Yeah. This is a perfect.
This goes back to Mike's put in your fancy teeth.
Oh my gosh.
This is a perfect spritzer for a trailer park sangria.
Yeah, there you go.
Ugh.
Yeah.
A trailer park strip club sangria.
Is it bad that I've lived in one of these trailer parks before?
Yeah.
Me too. It ain't nothing.
And it tastes just like the same living there.
Just take your house with you when you go.
That's right.
Well, wow. I think the thing that's hitting me is that, you know, we've had so many hard seltzers where there is a version that is okay. That does not have, you know, any alcohol in it. And I would say that, you know, of many things like that that have been moved into being a hard seltzer, this falls, you know, right in that category. I think it's definitely kept the same flavor profile. It's just has the components that you would typically see in a hard seltzer. There's a lot more bitterness in this.
Yeah.
You know, it has carbonation in it. And, you know, other than that, it's really horrible.
There's like less.
I didn't taste any flavor at all. It just tasted like bubbles and disappointment.
I think he said it right. Bubbly fart water. I think that was probably the best way to say it.
Very appropriate. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that should be the title of the episode.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm trying to wrap around my head. Like, why do we do this?
I don't know. It's like take all the good things out of childhood and put it in a little can.
I guess. Okay. Well, this cherry limeade hard seltzer from Sonic, again, with a one.
But now the regular cherry limeade, let's go. All day long.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay. So I think it's story time.
I had a topic worthy of discussion today. So I recently was on a trip overseas, and I was coming back to the United States, and I had a layover in Calgary. And so the plane that we were on had this entertainment system that allowed you to look at a lot of things. And part of it was, you know, they would show you things about the destination where the plane was going, which was into Calgary. And they had like restaurants, you know, to go to and bars. And then it had, you know, historical facts, you know, about Calgary. And then it had like things to do. And I'm like, wow, this is interesting. I have time to kill. So I started thumbing through this and, you know, I was looking at the interesting, you know, restaurants. They had some of the, you know, bars that were there. And I was like, wow, I am not having any more Canadian beer than I absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to the things to do, and there was, you know, something on there about there's a bridge, you know, that goes in across the river in Calgary that they were so proud of. They have something called the Stampede, you know, and I was like, wow, okay, that's interesting. And then
I think that's their big rodeo.
Don't we have that here in Dixie?
Yeah. So I kept on scrolling down, and then it said head mash in Buffalo Jump. And I'm like, whoa, what? And I'm like, hang on a second. I'm like, I started to read this, and it was telling this whole story about this part of Calgary in southern Alberta where they have this festival. So I kept on reading about it. I'm like, no, this is just, I can't believe that they have something, you know, like this. So this festival is to celebrate a communal hunting technique of driving buffalo down a canyon,
mm-hmm.
and then driving the herd where the herd, you know, the buffalo leap off this cliff and fall down and hopefully crush their head. And so they celebrate this communal, you know, hunting process every year. It was just like, wait a second.
That's hunting?
I have some questions here on aisle 5.
Yeah.
For real, dude.
So I started looking it up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. You know, it's like, so I wanted to read just a little bit from the UNESCO webpage about this. So you'll actually hear it straight from them without any, you know, editorial process for me. It is really called the Head Smashed In Buffalo Jump. In southwest Alberta, the remains of marked trails in an Aboriginal camp and a tumultuous tumulus where vast quantities of buffalo, American bison, skeletons can still be found as evidence of the custom practice by the Aboriginal people of North America Plains for nearly 6,000 years.
Wow.
Wow. And you didn't think it was fun now.
Right. Wow.
Using their excellent knowledge of the topography and of buffalo behavior, they killed their prey by chasing them over a precipice. The carcasses were later carved up in the camp below.
Already tenderized.
That's right.
So
yeah. Tenderization.
Yeah. I know what. So my next thought was, well, so how high is that cliff? You know, you may ask. Because I was thinking, you know, this is like 100 feet or something like that. No, it's like 37 feet.
I'm like, so chances are they just really hurt them a lot.
They broke all their legs and then they walked over and smashed their heads. I don't know, but it just kept on, you know, reading through this whole thing, and I'm like, of all the things that you would declare as the things to do in Calgary, I'm like, I can't even believe this made the top 10. I'm like,
it's like bringing your friends in your boat.
Yeah, you know, I'm just like, look, you know, Bobby, yeah. Susie, get ready. We're going out to the Head Crush Festival.
So, probably Calgary, probably not like a big vegan destination.
No.
I don't think so.
They're all farmers.
So, yeah. So I kept on looking up more information about this because my first inclination was, I need to get a keychain for Dave.
Yeah, you do.
Well, where is it?
Sure enough, they have souvenirs, but they're out of stock of the keychains.
Oh, man.
And then my second choice was, you know what? I really need to get a t-shirt for Dave. And they were all out of large huskies.
Rude.
We can get them. All right, Calgary, if you're listening, we need them.
I went to Calgary, got my head smashed in.
I mean, I kept on wondering, do they have tattoos about the festival? I mean, is that how you greet people? Are you going, hey, Mark, didn't you go to the last five, you know, Head Crush Festival?
Did you miss
the one back in 1997? Yeah. You were not there, man.
Yeah, I could just imagine some old Aboriginal like sitting on a rock going, Buffalo come, Buffalo fall, smash head,
yeah,
we eat.
I'm guessing there's probably like a signature cocktail for it too, you know, like the head smasher.
It's got to be Buffalo Trace, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, are there songs? Are there bands, you know, that celebrate this? And you're looking at the website and they're like people standing in front of this, you know, giant sign, you know, like we were here. Yeah. You know, we were so proud of this moment.
We drove all the way from Mississippi to get here.
That's right.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute.
We're all out of Buffalo.
Destination. But baby, the whole elation riding down this lover. Avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
That's where we put all the Canadian beer to catch
it. That's right.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
Today is a Summer of Questionable Decisions episode, and
we're all getting smashed.
Doing some story time with us right before the break.
Going to this festival has got to be the biggest questionable decision. So I think to combine, you know, all of the stupidity, which one of these beverages would you consume at the Head Crusher Festival?
Well, at the top, you'd probably start with the Bojangles at the top of the hill.
Oh.
And then you'd end the bottom of the hill with the seltzer we just had.
Okay.
Yeah. Put me out of my misery.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
We're about to have one of the ones with vodka. I would say whatever is combined with vodka would be my top choice.
It depends on the vodka.
If it was Canadian vodka or not.
It just depends.
Hey, it's vodka. you know, me and my girls, we go out, we sit down, we sit in the lounge chairs, we pour a little vodka, we look at the whole thing. It's very nice.
Well, then you got the great Canadian blended whiskey, too, you know.
I mean, I was thinking that they have judges at the bottom, almost like a diving competition. Whoa, look at that. Warren Afghaner on that one. 6.5, you know.
Canada can keep all of their blended whiskey. They can keep it.
Yep.
I mean, where do you put on your resume? I was a judge at the Head Crusher Festival. I mean, do you put it at the top, at the bottom? I mean, I need to know these kind of things. Do you break it to all your friends going, dude, I participate in the Head Crusher Festival. I'm the one that pushes the buffalo off.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I get Buffalo Falls.
I've fallen off that cliff like six times.
Whoa. Man.
Do you get a free t-shirt? You know, if you're one of those, you know, yeah. So the thing that was striking me so much was of all the things that you could put in this guide of things to do in Calgary, like this made the list to be on the plane. I was just like, wow, okay.
Just a color photocopy.
It really must be really desperate. I watched enough, you know, Canadian cable TV. I get it. I know why this, you know, rose to the top.
So what's up next?
Yeah.
Or hit the bottom really hard.
Okay. Moving on.
Come on.
There.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Non-solicited slow clap. There you go.
Yeah. Let's go to D and see if we can fare any better with this one.
No.
They look similar. One is bubbly.
I think the D2 is the actual drink.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Mm. Yeah, but it's not great either. Ooh, yeah.
You know, though, actually,
it's better than the Sonic.
I think this is a little more tolerable than
this is the most tolerable beverage we've had so far. Yes.
Now,
doesn't smell right.
Okay, what does?
Well, fair.
So this tastes like one of them has real sugar and the other one has fake sugar.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because one of them is really chalky and the other one is just like pure cane syrup.
Okay, it's safe to say, I think, given what we have left, that this is our Simply Lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Now, you guys will be happy to know, coming off of that great story time,
D1 is
that Molson Coors has developed the Simply Spiked series.
Oh, well, then you know it's quality.
Super quality, man.
Well, I don't do spiked or seltzer or anything, but it's just, you know.
So D1 is the spiked.
Not terrible.
Is my best bet.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like if you were out on a boat or something.
If I was fishing in the kayak, I'd probably drink a couple of them.
Yeah, you know, if it's all you had.
Yeah.
It's all you could get.
Yeah.
I mean, lake water or seltzer. I mean, Cumberland.
Yeah. At least it's got booze in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I was trying a little blending on the side and blending the Simply Lemonade Spiked with the spiked Bojangles. Mm-hmm. And
sure. A half and half.
A spiked orange.
Putting a little bit of lemon in there, and it absolutely did not make it any better.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I'm not gonna try that.
Because you're still getting.
So you're saying two really bad things blended together don't make each other better.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, procreation at a trailer park. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
See, I think it's really hard to screw up a lemonade.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really hard to screw up a lemonade.
It's true.
This takes my taste buds back into time, in, you know, your memory that you have. Do you remember a drink called Wink?
Yes.
It takes me back to the summer when I cut some Wink with a bottle of vodka.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, for all the young kids
I was on a blind date.
Was she blind?
We were drinking Wink cut with vodka.
He was 14.
Wow.
And so, I was only 14.
I was about to say, before or after Trixie?
I was about to say, was there a rabbit involved in this?
Yeah, now was she blind or the date was blind? Yeah,
a little of both. Yeah.
They were both blind drunk by the end of it.
So what is Wink for us younger people?
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It is a citrus kind of Is that what's the squirt turned into? Kind of like a squirt. Yeah, kind of like that, but it's called Wink.
I think it was put out by RC Cola, I think.
Well, that's who has the squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was in that same family where he had like Cherry Cola, the, you know.
You should look it up.
All those alternative, you know, flavored beverages. But yeah, Wink was, it was a little different than.
It looks just like a squirt label too.
A little different than squirt, that it had more bitterness and almost like some grapefruit quality to it, as well as lemon lime.
It was like squirt for grown-ups.
It was a little different. Sure. Yeah.
A little more.
Wink, wink. Wink,
wink. Yep. Interesting. It was manufactured by Canada Dry North America.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
More Canadian and stuff.
Yeah, it was coming full circle. During the 60s. And early 70s that it was out.
This was early 70s.
So the maker of Schweppes,
and I remember it was the return bottle, the really heavy green glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even thought of.
They even had a Dr. Seuss character, like a Dr. Seuss like character called the Wink Gink as part of their advertising.
Okay. So is this like the Domino's guy? Marketing to children was not a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a soda, wasn't it?
Yeah. There was
so no marketing reason. To children would have been
fun.
You had
to get your vodka separately.
Yeah. And this blind date was a double date, and it did not end well.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, what was her name? Tell us all about it. Let's hear this.
You can't just kind of float that out
there. You're not going to throw that over the plate and go, I wonder what's going on.
Red Rider or something?
We were trapped in a back seat with it was a 2-door car, trapped in a back seat, and she got wink wink really sick.
Oh no.
And let's just say I wore the date home.
Oh, there you go.
So did you ever come back to that combo ever again?
Or a car?
the last wink and vodka that you had?
Yep. This is about it. This takes me back to a place where I think I need a little bit of electroshock.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Get over this.
Get some Jesus in your life, huh?
I did. I had to get some religion.
And a bath.
The producers of this show do not condone any underage drinking, nor do we support it. We encourage stories like this from Reverend Mark on a routine and regular basis. Thank you. I like this.
Yeah, when your blind date heaves all over you, you know you're probably not going to make it a second
time. Well, in her defense, she's blind. She couldn't see the trash can. Yeah,
Remember, she thought she was leaning out the window.
Well, I don't think that would happen with this beverage that we're having, the Simply Lemonade. What's it called? Spiked? Let's see what's the name of this.
Simply Spiked Lemonade.
Simply Spiked Lemonade. I think this is definitely, you know, something that, you know, most people could tolerate. And I can see that some people that just simply for the ease of purchasing something, it's going to be right there on the shelf, and they're going to go, sure, Aunt Martha will love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do understand like marketing and stuff, but like if you look at the spiked can next to the bottle, I mean, the logo and everything's basically the same thing. So like little kids grab that. They're
really just keying off, much like many of these beverages, they're just riding off the brand success that they have with the non-alcoholic version.
You're walking through the liquor store aisle or Kroger and you're like, man, we got to get something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, Simply Lemonade, it's pretty good. I bet this will be okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a seltzer.
Yeah.
They just skip over the hard part.
What is Simply Lemonade doing in the beer section?
Someone must have dropped that there.
I should take this home with me.
That looks like a Canadian idea.
Yeah.
It reminds me, have you guys, Capri Suns we had when we were kids? Well, some of us.
Oh,
you guys had
pouches?
Wink. We had Capri Suns. You guys had Wink. But, you know, the big machine stuff. Have you guys had those?
No, but I've seen that. They're like,
man.
Yes.
They look just
they
like
they are fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is one of their most successful products, too. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. They've got a peach one that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we need to rate the Simply Lemonade.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Going to.
Yeah.
Yep.
This has been the best of the bunch. And I'm using that term loosely, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Of all the horrible decisions, this is the one that not as horrible.
I don't know. This kind of tannish brown one looks kind of
prom queen at homeschool, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, on to the last.
E is for everywhere. This is going to be...
It's going to be Reverend Mark's blind date all over again.
Oh, my. Oh, that smells like...
Well,
Oh my gosh, that is just heinous. Oh.
They smell very similar.
They do. And
they both smell very similar.
They do.
It's just like
they smell like Hubba Bubba.
That's almost like you can't.
No.
Almost distinguish the difference
between this is fruit stripe bubble gum that you gave to a 6-year old and they chewed up the whole stack and the whole pack, and then they took it out of their mouth and then stuck it right on a fence post and said, "Smell that." Yep.
Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this is the most consistent flavor for both.
I agree.
This is
equally horrible.
I'm pretty sure I know which ones though.
Wow. They taste like
is almost like pure apple juice.
What kind of apples are you drinking?
Yeah, exactly. Those apples from London or something?
These are Swiss apples.
They were imported. Amman apple juice box. Yeah.
Really?
Two is the spiked version, and it is a chemical overload.
I thought one was the spiked version.
One is the spiked version.
One is the spiked version?
Really?
I got duped?
Two is the original.
Because okay. The only way I know is like one is not quite as sweet as two, and it's a little drier on the finish.
Right. There's a finish?
Very difficult to tell the difference between those. I was fooled.
My mouth feels like I just bit into like a chalkboard eraser. I really
hate both of these a lot. That is so nasty.
Okay, well, the thing is,
I feel like one is making me sleepy and two is making me wake back up.
Yeah, right.
Is there like a carrot I can chew on?
Here come the palpitations.
Okay, so Monster is an energy drink. And it's like one of the originals, right? Yeah. In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, there was Surge before Monster, and before that was there was a couple.
But it was a thing. It was a thing. And I'm sure it might taste a little bit better if it was like fresh out of the fridge or some ice.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm trying here. But okay, so Monster bought out Canarchy.
What's that?
Canarchy is
it's a coalition,
a brewery collective.
Yeah,
one at a time.
So it's Cigar City,
Dale's,
and Dale's,
Oscar Blues, Deep Ellum, and a few others.
Right.
If you hadn't noticed, I'm not the beer guy here.
You're fine. You're fine.
This isn't a beer show, so
no. you're good.
Yeah. So in them making
which
this,
one of these sucks the least?
Yeah. And I think Monster A wanted the distribution that Oscar Blues, et cetera, has from Canarchy, and then also wanted to dive into alcoholic versions.
Okay.
You know, so because that's a thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the people who make this make High Life.
I love High Life.
I heard several people's heads just explode.
The most controversial thing ever said on Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Dear Mike, you have it so wrong.
Yeah.
Do not tell Dave that I had anything to do with making this beverage, period.
Your friends,
Cigar City. Yeah. Right.
Included.
No Hanapu beer for 10 buddy. Years.
Hey, buddy, you cash the check. You can't hide from
that's right.
Whew. Wow. I have a rating for this.
Honestly, though, I think for what it is, and remember, part of what we were saying is, how true is it to the original?
That is true.
I am going to rate the beverage, but I am going to answer your question and say, this fooled me. It was definitely the closest, you know, between the versions.
Yeah.
Indistinguishable and a marginal difference between them. So,
yeah.
But I'm still rating it this.
Okay.
That's fine, man.
We're rating the monsters and the hard monsters a one. So this is a bit of knowledge here I want to hit with you guys, which I kind of, I'm just, again, info here. So last year, they call this stuff casual alcohol options. Meaning like the hard seltzers and whatnot.
Are you going to review all the other options I had before sitting down and
how casual do people drink?
I'm confused because I'm not in that.
Yeah,
I'm not in that
camp.
You
either drink or you don't.
Right. Yeah. But this represented $10 billion in sales in 2021. I don't know about last year, but according to a research group, this just blows my mind.
That just hurts my soul.
Right?
Mm. And I don't even have one.
I think just because I love cocktails and the art of making a good cocktail that I can't imagine this version.
People need to realize they only have so much liver.
Yeah.
You know, make the best use of it.
I think for me, if I'm going to drink, screw all the chemicals that's in all this stuff. Give me something pure, you know?
Yeah.
I like some real fruit juice.
Yeah, some real fruit juice, some fresh squeezed orange juice or something.
Yeah, the aspartame, I think, was dominant throughout.
Oh, yeah. There definitely were some issues. All right. Well, that is going to do it for another Summer of Questionable Decisions episode in the books.
So glad this is over.
And you know what? We're still sitting, and there is color in our skin. That's so right. Way to go, guys.
Mommy. The color is green.
Now for time for bourbon.
Yeah. All right. Well, good old boy Barger, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Joining us today.
It was a fun time.
They won't all be like this.
And Mike.
Yes, they will.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Join us for another exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Reverend Mark, thanks for being here.
As always, great to be around the table with you guys.
Good old boy Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.